Rabbi Nizal says, "Mi shemishtadei otomid lekarev bnei yodam lavegas Hashem yisparach." A person who constantly strives to bring people close to Hashem, to serving Hashem, sorich lishmor esatzmoi, has to watch himself very carefully. Shelo yisach zuboi haklipois v'hora shel elu bnei yodam, that the klipois and the evil of these people whom he's trying to bring close shouldn't attach itself to him, shouldn't attach themselves to him. Why? Rabbi Nizal explains, a person who strives to bring close and to create nefoshos. Where do we get that term, create nefoshos? Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'shanefesh asher osu b'choron, the nefoshos which Avram Avinu and Sarah created in Choron. And there it refers to the ones whom they were mekarev, who boine bechinas heichal hakodesh. One who strives to bring people close to Hashem is actually building a heichal hakodesh, a very holy palace. Rabbi Nizal says, kodesh ze bechinas. Where do we get this term kodesh from, with reference to this? As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Novi, v'hanoisor hanishar betzion, v'hanoisar birushalayim, kodesh yomar loy. Those who will remain loyal to Hashem till the end, about them the pasuk says they are kodesh. Rabbi Nizal says, "Haynu ze shebnei yodom nishorim dvukim biyiras shlema al yodoi." This, the fact that people remain attached to Hashem with real fear of Hashem through this person, afal pi sheyesh kama vekama shenoflu mikdushosom, although there are many, many, many who fall from their Kiddusha, they come close to Hashem and then they fall away. Those who remain, afal pikein me'elu shenisharu b'Yerushalayim, from those who remain with their fear of Hashem intact, al yidei zeh kodosh yomar loy, they are the ones who proclaim kodosh, v'zeh b'chinas kodesh. This is the concept of the term kodesh, which we're using in referring to this as heichal hakodesh. We see the remainder is called kodesh. Rabbi Nizal says now, v'heichal zeh b'chinas hakovod sheniskhabed Hashem yisporach. The term heichal, what does that refer to? That refers to kavod, giving honor and respect to Hashem. That in this procedure, in this process, Hashem is honored. How do we see this? Kemuva b'zoyar, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, kad osi Yisroi, when Yisroi came close to Bnei Yisrael, kedein esyaker shmo dekut shebarichu, Hashem's name was heightened tremendously. When one who is far from Hashem is brought close, that brings a tremendous aliyah to the kavod of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, sapru v'goyim es kavodoi, proclaim Hashem's kavod among the goyim. This was the statement that Rabbi Nizal told Rabbi Nosson Zal about the three apikursim. We mentioned this Shabbos. Yeah. When he told him to tell over the story about the Baal Shem Tov, he said, but you told me never to say Torah in front of them. He said, so what? Sapru v'goyim es kavodoi. There are times when we even let Hashem's kavod be known to the goyim, to Yisrael, to a pope. So we see that there are times to be mekarev even the furthest ones. Rabbi Nizal says, shayidei shemekarev mesatzman, avodas Hashem yisparach elu harechoikim. Through these, who are very, very far from Hashem, through them coming close to Hashem, zehu kevoido yisporach shemoi. This is the greatest kavod to Hashem. V'hakavod zehu bechinas heichal. Rabbi Nizal says, kavod is a bechina of heichal. How do we know that? The bechinas, as the pasuk says, u'beheichaloi kuloi aimer kavod. That in the heichal of Hashem, in the palace of Hashem, all they speak is of Hashem's kavod. So we see that heichal is used together with kavod. Note what we had before, that which sphera is kavod?
Malchus.
V'yavoi melech ha-kavod. And heichal is malchus. The word heichal is bigimatria alef dalet nun yud. This is brought many times. He's building a heichal ha-kodesh. The term heichal comes from the kavod. He's heightening the kavod of Hashem. The term Kodesh comes from the fact, Rabbi Nizal stresses, that when a person's Makarif people, he'll observe that many, many, kamo, kamo, shenoflu mikdushasam. Many, many will fall away. There's only a few that'll remain. About them, the Pasuk says, V'hanois, hanishar b'tzion, v'hanoisar b'yerushalayim, kodesh em eloi. So we have Heichal, and we have Kodesh. A person being Makarif people to serving Hashem, builds a Heichal HaKodesh. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Behechal Hakodesh Hazev." This Hechal Hakodesh, Moishech es atzmoi tomid l'shaloshoi. It always draws itself to its origin. What is its origin? The one who put it together, the one who created it. Hainu leliboy shel oisehu. The Hechal Hakodesh, which is a spiritual item, this spiritual palace that's built, draws itself to the heart of the one who created it. Who created it? Kishom Shaloshoi, that's its origin. Why? Why do we say that that person's heart is the origin of this Heichal HaKodesh? Ki machmas hadvorim sheyotzu me'oimek liboy, shehu ish hakosher. Because it was only due to the words which came forth from the depths of the heart of an ish hakosher, of a tzaddik, nichnas belibom, these words entered into hearts of those people, V'chosru l'Hashem Yisparach. That's what caused them to return to Hashem. How do we know this? Because the Gemara says that kol mi sheyesh bo yirah shamayim, dvorav nishmoim. When a person wants to be mekarif people to serving Hashem, the only way that a person could be zeicha, that his words should go into other people's hearts and succeed and accomplish, is only if that person himself has yirah shamayim. Where does the yirah shamayim come from? The Gemara says, "Dovar hamosur lelev nemar boi viyoreso." It says, "Viyoreso malikecha ani Hashem." Wherever the Torah talks about items which are done in private, the pasuk warns, "Viyoreso malikecha ani Hashem." So the Gemara says, "Why do we have this warning? Fear Hashem, because dovar hamosur lelev, items that pertain to the heart, meaning people don't see on the outside what you're doing. There, it requires special yira." So when a person is Makarav Nefoshes to Hashem, it means that he has Yirah Shamayim, which means that the whole power of being Makariven comes from his heart. So this Heichal HaKodesh now tries to draw itself back to its origin, which is his heart. The Heichal HaKodesh Hazeh Shoyre Umalbish Es Horuach HaChiyuni Shebolev Hoish HaKosher. This Heichal HaKodesh rests and cloaks the Ruach HaChiyuni, the physical Ruach, the life-giving Ruach Shebelev, which is in the heart of Hoish HaKosher, the righteous person who was Makarivim. This person built a Heichal HaKodesh. This Heichal HaKodesh now, this spiritual force, encircles the Ruach HaChiyuni that's found in the heart of the one who was Makariv these people. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel HaNavi, that when the Jews, when the Yidden will be zeicha to do tshuva, there it talks specifically about being Makariv people. The Pasuk says, people who will return to Hashem and doing tshuva, Hashem says to them, V'nosati lochem lev chodosh, I will give you a new heart, V'ruach chadosho, and a renewed spirit. That's what the Pasuk says. So we see that when people do tshuva, when people come close to Hashem, this causes a lev chodosh and a ruach chadosho, that a new ruach enters into the heart of the one who was Makarivim. V'heichal HaKodesh yoinek chiyusoy mehoruach hazeh. And this Heichal HaKodesh draws its chiyus from the Ruach HaChiyuni, which is within that person. It draws nourishment from the heart of that person who was Makariv these people. V'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ushfal Ruach yismoich kovoid. One who is very humble, ushfal ruach, one whose ruach is low, yismoich kovoid, will support kovoid. Meaning that one who is yismoich kovoid, one who supports kovoid, meaning he heightens the kovoid of Hashem, how? By being mekariv nefoshos. What does that cause? It causes his ruach to be subtracted, lowered, lessened. Why? Because his ruach is forced to nourish that Heichal HaKodesh. It's his heart that has the obligation of supporting that Heichal HaKodesh. Shfal ruach means low ruach. To decrease the ruach, a decrease in ruach is affected when yismach kovoy. Rabbeinu Zal says now, v'ikr halbashtoi, V'imein halbosha, v'imein cloaking, when we said that this Hechel HaKodesh cloaks the Ruach of the Lev, which part of the Ruach does it cloak? L'raglei HaRuach. It cloaks the raglei HaRuach, the feet of this spirit, in a sense, bevechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'ruach laholchim bo. The Ruach to those who walk in it. We see the concept of Ruach attached to the union of Halicha, which is the feet. So Rabbeinu Zal says that this Hechal HaKodesh cloaks the Raglei HaRuach of the person who was Mekarit them, the Ish Kosher. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Beruach Hazeh Yesh Koimo Shleimo, because in the Ruach that's found within a person's heart, there is a Koimo Shleimo. It's a total being, a head, feet, hands, everything. Ki Mebechinas Raglin Nisperer La'ayishir Espanayodom La'avoydas Hashem Yisporach. Which part of the one who is Mekarev these nefoshos, which part of the Ruach HaChiyuni within his heart affected these people's becoming Mekurov? Rabbeinu Zal says it's specifically the feet of the Ruach. How do we know that? The Bechina says, the Pasuk says, Yishru Bo'arovo Mesilo Lelokeinu, that they who rest in darkness, Mesilo Lelokeinu, will find a path to come close to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, Mesila Daiko. Why is the word Mesila used, which means a path? Shehu Mokoim Horaglin. A path is something that the feet tread on. So we see that there's a Bechina of Raglin involved here in being Mekarev Nefoshos. You have to build a path. A building a path is associated with the feet. Vezehu Bechinas Mesila Yispilavavo. This is why we find the Pasuk in Tehillim, where it says the paths within their heart. We see that there is an union of Ruach HaChiyuni, which has a Bechina of Raglin within the heart. Shal Yidei Mesilois Shebilvovam, through the paths which this person carves out in the hearts of those people whom he wants to be Makarev, through the paths which are in the heart of this person, the Raglin of the Ruach within this person, Nisoirer is aroused a force, Lahaishir Espnei Odom HaShoichnim Bo'arovo V'Choshuch, to smooth out, to perfect those people who are resting in darkness, in confusion and in darkness. Rabbeinu Zal says now, "La'hayshir lohem derech la'avodas Hashem Yisporach," to smooth out a path for them to come close to serving Hashem. Period. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Umachmas sheheichal hanal nase mehanefoshes asher hayu rechaykim adhino." Because this Heichal was built through these nefoshos who are originally very far from Hashem, v'yesh klipois rabois hashechnim spivam, and when a person falls away from Hashem, when a person turns away from Hashem, what happens? The tumah attaches itself to him. The klipois attach themselves to him. Bibachinas, as the pasuk says, zeis Yerushalayim b'seich hagoyim samtiha. Hashem says, this is Yerushalayim, I have placed her among all the Goyim, among all the nations of the world, among Tumah. It is surrounded by Tumah. Kedusha is always surrounded by Tumah, trying to destroy it. And the possibility exists that now, when this Heichal HaKodesh is cloaking the lave of the one who went about to be Mekarev these people, Efshar Sheyisachsu Chas V'Sholom HaChitzainim, there exists the possibility that these klipos should attach themselves, chas v'shalom, to this person. In other words, now that he's building a Heichal HaKodesh, this Heichal HaKodesh is going into his heart, it's possible for those klipos to attach themselves to the Yetzer Hara within his heart, and to strengthen, chas v'shalom, the Yetzer Hara that is within his heart. What do you do? In other words, now that you know that you're taking so tremendous a risk, how do you protect yourself? Rabbeinu Zal says, Eitzal Zeh, there is an advice for this. There is a way for a person to prevent being damaged in this way. How? Sheyazmin Malachei Liboy. The person should summon the angels within his heart. Meaning, Shehu Bechinas Hislavus Halev. This means he should summon the fire that's within his heart. We know that fire is a concept of angels. What are angels made of? Fire.
Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Mechumish, Vayera, Elov, Malach Hashem, Belabas Eish, that an angel of Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in what? In a labas eish, in a flame of fire. So we see that angels are an union of fire. So Rabbeinu says you have to summon the malachim of your heart, meaning you have to summon the fire that's within your heart. The eish hazeh hu seirei foisam. This fire has the power to burn out these klipos completely. Because how are these klipos created? When a person does sins, generally the sins come from a fire of tumah. He gets aroused to a passion of sin and he commits a sin. The way to destroy these klipos that were created through sin is through a fire of kedusha, through his slavos kedusha. Va'oz, what happens then? Gam hechal hakodesh mekabel koyach ha'esh. This hechal hakodesh that entered into his heart receives power from this fire that he aroused within his heart. And it destroys the klipos completely. It doesn't allow the klipos to latch even onto the Hechal HaKodesh anymore. In other words, not only can the klipos not hurt the heart of this Ish Kosher, they can't even hurt the Hechal HaKodesh anymore because his fire protects himself and it protects the Hechal HaKodesh. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ukevoid Hashem ke'ish echeles. The kavod of Hashem is like a burning fire. What did we say the kavod refers to? The Hechal HaKodesh. The Hechal HaKodesh is the kavod of Hashem. We see that by the Hechal HaKodesh there is also Eish Echeles. The Eish that's within this person's heart is what destroys these klipos. Rabbeinu Zal has a statement in Sefer Hamidos which encompasses this whole first paragraph here. Rabbeinu Zal says, we say in the davening Friday night, Eish Lefonov Telech Usalahit Soviv Tzorov, that when a person davens with fire, he puts fire into his tefillah. Where does the fire come from? Naturally, the hislavos comes from the heart. Rabbein Zal says, Eish lefonov telech, by taking fire and bringing it into your face, meaning into the words of tefillah that are coming out of your face, you know what's accomplished? Usalahit Soviv Tzorov. That's the best trick for a person to burn out all the klipos that surround him.
Sahalit what?
Salahit, tof, lamed, hey, tes, soviv, samach beis, yud beis, sorov, tzadik reish yud vov. That has the most powerful weapon to destroy all the klipos that surround you. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal was suggesting very much that a person serve Hashem with his slavos, with fire.
And by putting fire in tefillah, you'll be able to beat all the klipos that are around.
To destroy all the klipos that surround you. Which is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, that when this Hechal HaKodesh is created, the klipos try to latch onto it. What's the best way to fight klipos? Through fire. Where does the fire originate from? From the lathe.
How does one get the good malachim? Because he's supposed to summon the malachim from his heart to go ahead and...
Generally, to say for when it mentions something like that, the next paragraph is going to be, how do you get this? Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ve'esh ha-malach hazeh, the fire of this angel, how do you create this fire? Now I know that all I need to destroy these klipos is fire. Great, I have the solution. How do I create the fire? Rabbeinu Zal says, Nase mebechinas mishpot. How do you create this fire? Through mishpot, through judgment, meaning, Shemechalkel devorov b'mishpot. The person has to nourish his words with mishpot, with judgment. The person has to judge himself, meaning his spiritus. The person has to speak to Hashem, and in speaking to Hashem, constantly judge himself. Figure out, review what he did the whole day. I got up in the morning. Did I get up the right way? Did I wash negovasa the right way? Did I get dressed the right way? Did I daven the right way? Did I eat the right way? Did I go to work properly? Did I work too much? Judgment. This is mishpot. Mishpot is his spiritus. As Rabbeinu Zal is about to explain, v'zeh bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Novi, ki bo'esh Hashem nishbot. Hashem is judged in fire, meaning that what creates fire? Mishbot. V'ha mishbot hu bo'lev. Where does this judgment come from? This judgment is in the heart. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'noso aharoin es mishbat b'nei Yisrael aliboy lefnei Hashem tomid. Aaron HaKohen wore the Choshen Mishpat on his heart constantly. So we see that where does this mishpat, this power of judging oneself, originate from? From the heart. Va'oz yoytze la'or mishpat. And when a person has exploited this, this mishpat comes out, comes to light. This judgment comes to light. Hainu, shenislahev halev, the heart gets fired up. V'yoshev al kisei, and the person is zeichet to seat himself on a throne. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, koinein la'mishpot kisoi, he prepares through mishpot his throne. We see that mishpot creates a kisei, a throne, right? Shehu bechinas kovoid kanal, kisei, a throne is an inyan of kovoid. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yirmiyanovi, kisei kovoid. We see that kisei goes together with kavoy. So through mishpat, you create a kisei. The kisei is the concept of kavoy, meaning that's how you hold the Heichal HaKadosh intact. Vizehu b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Dovr HaMelech said to Hashem, Tomoich Ashurai b'magloi secho. May my feet go on your path, in the proper path. Strengthen my feet b'magloi secho, on your righteous path. Rabbi Nizal says, Ashurai zebechinas raglin. Ashurai refers to the feet. B'magloi secho, the word magloi secho means proper path. The word eagle also means circle. Rabbi Nizal says, zebechinas kisei kovoyin. The word magloi secho refers to the kisei hakovoy. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Malachim, that when Shlomo HaMelech constructed a kisei, a throne, the roish ogul lekisei me'achrov, that it had a round back, the kisei had a round back to the back of the chair. So we see that the kisei is an inyan of round. Hainu, shehakovoid malbish es halev kanal. We explained before that the kovoid, which is the heichal hakodesh, that cloaks the person's heart, right? V'zeu b'chinas, as the pasuk says, Kiryo ne'emono milaisi mishpot. Hashem says, the trustworthy city I have filled with judgment. What is the trustworthy city? Yerushalayim. That pasuk is referring to Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim. Where is Yerushalayim? We said in the heart. Rabbi Nizal says, Kiryo a city zebechinas Yerushalayim erakodesh anal. That's referring to Yerushalayim erakodesh. Maldish es mishpot kanal. Vikirya ne'emono milaisi mishpot. Cloaks the mishpot. Vize bechinas, this is what the pasuk says in Yirmi HaNavi, that when the Yidin will be zeicha to do tshuva, bo'es hahi yikru yikaru liYerushalayim kisei Hashem, they will proclaim Yerushalayim as the throne of Hashem. V'nikvu elecha kol hagoyim, and all the nations of the world will yearn to Hashem. V'nikvu elecha kol hagoyim l'shem Hashem, all the nations of the world will yearn to her, to Yerushalayim, for the name of Hashem, for the covet of Hashem. V'lo yelchu id achrei srirus libam hora, and they will no longer follow the evil tendencies of their heart. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki eish hamalochim shebelev hanal yachmia es libom hora. Because the fire of the malochim in the heart will subdue this their evil hearts. Meaning, over there it's talking about nations of the world, but in any case, it's talking about being mekariv nefoshos. That when a person is being mekariv nefoshos, he has to know that it's a bechina of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, meaning the heart. And when he's dealing with the heart, this Heichal HaKodesh, this Kavod, comes into his heart, and in order to be able to remove the klipos from it, the key is Hislav HaSdikusha, fire. How does he create the fire? Through Mishpat, constantly judging himself to see if he's doing the right thing or not. That Mishpat is what creates fire. Rabbi Nizal brought the pasuk Ki Bo'esh Hashem Mishpat. Judgment is an inyan of fire. When a person constantly has displayed this, what he does is he creates a fire in his heart, a burning fire, and that fire burns out all the klipos that could ever possibly have any achiz on his heart. This is how important displayed this is.
So it's the
mishpat, constant mishpat. The Mefarshim in the back explained that this mishpat refers to two things. Number one, it refers primarily to his hispoidedness that we were talking about, Also, the Mishpat refers to judging himself in dealing with people. Stam, constantly judging himself as to how to talk to people the right way, how not to talk to them, how to deal with them, in order to be able to function, in order to be able to create the Hechal HaKadosh. So the Mefarshim bring that this refers to two types of Mishpat. A Mishpat in judging himself, in dealing with himself privately with Hashem, which means his spiritus, and a second Mishpat in being able to deal with people properly, referring specifically to not falling into any type of kas, as we're going to have in the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Ezra is going to go into that topic in detail, showing how that's also a bechina of Mishpat. By the way, this is a Torah in the Kutaran that Rabbi Zal said at the time when he was first being Makarov people, and he was doing fantastic, and he got lots of boys and everything, this, that, and suddenly, one by one, they started dropping like flies. At that time, he was in Dale Road, they started moving out of the neighborhood and falling one after another. Rabbi Zal said that at the time he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went into Rav Kohel Ezal, and he told him he doesn't want to do this anymore because it's murder. There's no bigger torture than that. You work so hard to be mekara of somebody, and then he forgets and he leaves, period. So Rav Kohel Ezal, Rabbi Zal said that Rav Kohel Ezal took out of the Kutim Ran, he opened to this Torah, and he opened to this sentence over here, where Rabbi Ezal uses the term, the fact that some people remain attached to fear of Hashem through you, Rabbi Ezal never uses a word extra, although there are many and many who will fall, still those who remain, Kodesh Yamalai. Kodesh Yamalai meaning that they're the ones who will build this Hechel HaKadosh, and for them alone it's worth going through all of that effort. It's worth trying to get 1,000. If you remain with one, you accomplished a lot, period. What about 1,000? That's their problem. If you accomplished that one, it was worth going through this whole Birur. Rabbi Ezal is going to talk much more about this as we go on.
Review for a minute. The name of this Torah is Hechal HaKodesh, and it's a very significant Torah in describing Rabbi Zal and describing Rabbi Ezal. About Rabbi Ezal discusses the fact that tzaddikim build a Hechal HaKodesh, a holy throne room like for Hashem. How do they do it? By being mekarev those who are far. And Rabbi Ezal explained in the first paragraph exactly how it was done. And Rabbi Ezal said that there's a very big risk in doing this, because when you bring these people close, they draw from you. They latch on to a person. And Rabbi Ezal said when they latch on to the one who's being makar of them, they come with their ra, with their midos rois, with everything. And all of this could try to draw from him and to hurt him. Rabbi Ezal said that the eitzah to protect oneself from this is through Eish. You need fire. You have to strengthen the Malach Eish within a person's... The Tzadik Emes has to strengthen the Tzadik Emes, and those who are being Makarav people have to strengthen the Malach Eish within their heart to be able to burn away these Klipos which try to draw from him, which try to harm him in any way. And Rabbi Ezal said, how do you create this Eish of the Malach, this Eish of the Malach, this Hislavus in the heart, with which to be able to destroy these klipos? Rabbi Ezal said only through mishpat. Shemachalkel dvorav b'mishpat. He has to put mishpat into his words. And we explained last week that this refers to two items. Number one, he has to have his spiritus, meaning he has to constantly judge himself. And doing that, Rabbi Ezal says, brings fire into a person's heart. When a person speaks words of his spiritus, what happens? Where does he get those words from? The words that he speaks, where do they come from? From Hashem. Rabbi Ezal says that when a person davens to Hashem, who's the one who gives him the words? Who should he ask to give him the words? Hashem. Hashem gives him words. What kind of words does Hashem have to give? Halay koi dvorai ko'eish nun Hashem. Hashem's words are words of fire. So when a person has his spiritus, he's bringing fire into himself. And it's that fire that has the power to destroy these klipos, which would, chas v'shalom, harm him unless he was protected the right way. This is where we had left off. Sif Gimel. Now we're going into a topic that's going to be a little different. Rabbi Ezal says, v'zehu b'chinas shmirat Shabbos. This is also related to the concept of keeping Shabbos. Kemuva b'zayar, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, there's a pasuk in Chumash which says, Es Shabbosai Tishmairu. My Shabbosin, you should guard. Why doesn't it say, Es Shabbatai Tishmairu? My Shabbos, you should guard. Shabbosai is Loshen Rabin. The Zohar Kodesh says, Shabbosai Do igula veribua delegav. This Shabbosai refers to a circle, the circle, and the square within. The circle and the square within. Note the coincidence that in the last Shabbos Shir we discussed about Rabbi Nizal with the three apikursim when they came in. What he was discussing whole inyan with a sukkah. Rabbi Nizal says, so the Zohar Kodesh says, what is Shabbosai? Plural. Plural refers to the circle on the outside and the square within. Meaning, Igula, a circle, Bechinas Kisei Kovoid Hanal. The circle refers to the Kisei HaKovoid, which we spoke about in the previous chapter, if you recall, in the previous paragraph. Bechinas Veroish Ogul Lekisei. The Pasuk says, Navi, that Hashem's throne, kaviyachol, the back of the chair, kaviyachol, has a round back. So we see that the term eagle, round, refers to the kisei. Veribua do mishpot, square, that refers to the union of mishpot. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, describing the choshen mishpot, which the kohen wore, what shape was it? Ravua yihye koful. It should be square and doubled. Hanemar b'chosh mishpot. This term is used by the chosh mishpot. So when we want to refer to the kisei mishpot of Hashem, the throne of judgment, kisei is a concept of round. The pasuk says about the kisei v'roish ogul, that the back of it is round. Mishpot is an inyan of square. The chosh mishpot was ravua yekofel, square. Kisei mishpot is Igul veribua, round and square, which is the union of the Malchus of Hashem, which is the whole union of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Malchus of Hashem, this Kisei Mishpot. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki b'choil, during the weekdays, Hashchina mevareres birurim. The Shechina is busy being mevarer birurim. Rabbi Nizal Likud HaLachas explains what's brought in the Zohar Kodesh in the Kisei HaRizal, that during the weekdays, Kaviyochol, the Shechina of Hashem goes down into the Klipos, and it's constantly taking out, stealing out, being the Saking, Nitzutzos, that it can steal from the Klipos, that it can purify, meaning pulling out the Neshamos, who fell into Tumah, pulling them out and bringing them into Kedusha. This is during the weekdays, that the Shechina actually goes into the Tumah, and it's mevarer birurim, that's the word that's used. U'bishabbos hi shoveses. On Shabbos, kaviyochol, the Shechina rests. It isn't forced to go down to the klipos. Ula osind, in the future, sheyizbatel kol hora, when all evil will be nullified. B'bechina, says the pasuk says, v'lo yelchu oid b'sriros libom hora, that the goyim will no longer follow the evil inclination of their heart, meaning that all ra will be destroyed, even the ra within the goyim will be destroyed, even the goyim will become good. Oz yihye yoyim shekulei Shabbos. That's why it's referred to yoyim shekulei Shabbos, because Shabbos is the only time when there is no ra. V'chol dinin v'sabru minot, are removed. That on Shabbos all din is removed, all ra is removed. Rabbi Nizal says, Kain al yidei igula veribua hanal, also through the igula veribua, which we discussed in the previous paragraph, by a person judging himself. We said that was a bechina of mishpot, ki bo'esh Hashem mishpot, and we said that was the union of kainin la mishpot, kisoi. There we had said that this whole concept of words of hispoidus, words of mishpot, our union of kisei mishpot, because we find kainin la mishpot kisoi, he prepares his throne for judgment. So we had shown how kisei and mishpot go together, which were all connected to this union of tefillah, his spidedus. So Rabbi Nizal says, just like on Shabbos, just like when Mashiach will come, this Bechina of Igula of Ribua will occur. There will be this double power. The Kisei Mishpat will be Bishlemus, and therefore all Ra will be nullified. Similarly, this takes place every Shabbos. And similarly, this takes place when a person follows the Eitzah that was found in the previous paragraph. She'al Yodom Nizbatel Horakanal. Through this Igula of Ribua, this circle and square, this is what has the power to be Mevatel the Ra completely. Al Yidei Zeh Nishave Bechinas Shabsoisai. And it's this act of Hispoidedus, of Tefillah, of being Mechalkel Dvorah Pamishpot, which creates this Bechina of Shabsoisai, this double Kiddusha, Bechinas Igula Veribua, the circle and the square. Now obviously there leaves a lot to be explained here. The next paragraph is going to explain it in much clearer detail. Rabbein Ezal says, V'zeh Bechinas Bitul Ho'isur B'shishim. Now we're going to get to understand the concept that's found in the Gemara about Bottle B'shishim. Rabbein Ezal says, Shishim Zeh Bechinas Igula. The number 60 is the letter Samach. Samach is a circle, round. Shehi Igula Bechinas Kisei Kovoi. That refers to the Kisei of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, in Ioiv ves Melochim Lakisei. Kings are associated with a throne. What is kings? The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirin, Shishin Heimo Melochis. 60, they are kings. The number 60 refers to a Bechina of Malchus. V'ho Isur Shehi HaKlipo Nizbateo Al Yidei Kiso Islamishpot. We just said over here that how does a person destroy these klipos that try to latch on to him, the one who was trying to be the care of people? We said through mishpot, right? Through eish, through the kisei mishpot. What is the kisei mishpot? This bechin of malchus. Malchus is shishin heima malachos. Malchus is the letter samach. This is the whole concept of butl b'shishin. That when klipos fall into 60 times as much, it's this power of the Kisei Mishpot, the Malchus Kedusha, the Samach, that has the power to nullify it. Rabbein Ezal says, Ve'ein Zecher Elo Igula, the only reason why the reason why only the eagle is mentioned, only the circle is mentioned, Ki Zeh Be'izgalya. What we see, we only see the circle. When you're looking at a circle with a square within it, let's say at a profile of this, what do you see? You don't see the square. All you see is the circle, right? So the circle is Be'izgalya. That's what you can see. V'ribua mechusa be'igula. The square is covered up by the circle. V'ikar hakoyach shel ha'samach eino elo miribua. The main power of this samach, where does the circle get its whole koyach from? From the square that's within. Which letter is the square? The letter mem. The end of mem is a square, right? Hainu mehamem. Bechinas arboim yakenu. Where do we find the concept of 40 being used to destroy Ra? The 40 malkas. When a person gets lashes, it's 40 lashes. That's the wording in the Chumash. Arboim yakenu. Rabbein Ezal says, Ki hasamach mekabeles mehamem. The samach draws from the mem. Shehi kiso islamishpot. The mem is shehi kiso islamishpot. But this combination is kiso islamishpot, the throne of mishpot of Hashem. Rabbein Ezal says, V'zeh pirush, with this we can understand what the Gemara says in Shabbos, and we also had it in Tainus, where the Gemara says, Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'nes hoyu endim. That there were two letters which were found on the luchos, which there was a miracle that those two letters were able to remain. Why? Because the luchos were through and through from both sides, right? Which means that the letter samach, which is a hole, that centerpiece had nothing to rest on. The letter mem, the same story. Rabbein Ezal says, what does this mean? Mem zeribua. The letter mem refers to the square. V'samach ze'igula. The letter samach refers to the circle panel. Shebeluchos halev. Luchos refers to the heart. The word luchos means luchos. The word luchos refers to the heart. What's the pasuk for it? Kasvam.
Al
Luach libecho. There's a pasuk where Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, take the words of Torah and write it on the tablets of your heart. So we see that luchos refers to the heart. Rabbi Nizal says, the mem and the samach, which pertain to the heart, b'nes zebechina Shabbos, a miracle, that's the union of Shabbos. Bechinas ois hili oilam. Shabbos is an ois. What is ois? A sign, a miracle, and a unique item. That mem v'samach shebelucha is this power of mem and samach within the heart. How does it get its kiyum? How does it get its nourishment? Through the Shabbos, through the koyach of Shabbos. What are the mem and samach? The mem and samach are the power of mishpat, the power to destroy the klipos, to be machmiya the klipos. How? We say that the Gemara always says batel b'shishin. And where does b'shishin draw its power from? From the mem, from the forty lashes. That's where the shishin draws its power from. The square within the circle. This, Rabbi Nizal says, this gets its koyach from Shabbos. Shabbos is the union of the Malchus Dikdusha, when the Malchus has a tikkun. What is Malchus? Malchus is Dibur, the Diburim, the koyach of Mishpot, Shemechalkel Dvorov Bamishpot, right? And Shabbos is the whole union of Vedaber Dvorov, that the Dibur of Shabbos is much higher than the Dibur of the week. This is why on Shabbos, this item has its tikkun more than anything else.
In other words,
the klipos are eradicated completely on Shabbos.
The chain was going back from the you had the samach and the mem. Samach gets its power from the mem, from the 40 lashes. What does the samach represent? Samach represents the
bottle b'shishin. Exactly. Just like the mem represents kiddush also. You're taking a guy who's bad by giving him the 40 lashes. You're being masaking him, right?
And how did we say, oh, shishayim, okay. What about the point, in other words, this draws from Shabbos, because Shabbos, it says the word ice by Shabbos, which indicates that all Nisim are from Shabbos.
Is Bechinas Nisim. Isn't it? Shabbos, there's no parnos at all, and yet Shabbos gives shepa to the whole week.
So
Shabbos is Bechinas Emunah, Bechinas Nisim.
And that refers to the fact that B'nai Sayyayim, two B'nai Sayyayim.
Exactly, that the men and Sach, this whole kayach of Mishpat, with which to be able to eradicate the klipos, draws from Shabbos. Yes, Shabbos. You follow? Okay. Now,
gives power to the Shabbos.
Of course. Of course. Now, once we're on this topic, we'll mention a few items which will answer some questions which, without these answers, there's no answers. The Zohar Kodesh says that somebody once asked, I think this was an incident with a Sava Kadisha, where one time they met the Sava Kadisha and he asked him a question. He said, I bet you no one knows the answer to this. I'm going to reveal the answer to it. What's the question? We know that in the courts on earth, the Jewish courts, when is a person considered of punishable age, to be judged?
13.
13 is bar mitzvah. That's when he's worthy of punishment. In heaven, it's 20 years old. 20 years old is punishment, judgment. The question was, either one of these two numbers is no good. Either one of these two, 20. We know that which sphera is the one which refers to judgment? Dina de Malchusa Dina. Dina de Malchusa Dina. Bina is 40. But the Malchus is the one which is Aleph Dalet, which is Din. That's the one which meets out punishment. The Melech is the one who gives out Melech Bamishpot Yamid Eretz. We had it in a different Torah. So if that's the case, where does 13 come in? Where does 20 come in? What's going on here? The Zohar Kodesh says, the Sava Kadisha said, I'll explain to you the whole Sa'id, and you'll understand exactly what the story is here. When a person becomes 13 years old, that's when the Malchus begins being built. That's when he begins to build a Malchus Nikdusha. Till he was 13, he was a zero-like. At 13 is when he begins. From age, so when he begins this process of building a Malchus, on earth already he's roy to be judged, period. As soon as he begins the tikkun of the Malchus. When in Shomayim is he considered of judgeable age? from 13 to 20 is 7 years. Each one of those 7 years, he's misaking one of the spheres from Chesed through Malchus. Malchus is always the number 7, right? We always say the seventh day of the week is Shabbos, the Malchus.
7 years.
Seventh year. I'm saying Malchus is always the number 7. The king had 6 sons and 1 daughter. The daughter is always the 7th. David HaMelech was the 7th of the sons of Yishai. Malchus is always the number 7. This is the whole side why punishment in heaven is only from 20. Why 20? Because that's when the Malchus Dikdusha has been built to capacity. You follow? That's when he's roy to be judged. Okay, that's half the bargain. Now, as Zohar Kodesh says, now you'll understand a whole other story. The Zohar Kodesh says, we note that what is the punishment that they mete out on earth when they give a person punishment? It's 39 lashes, right?
Mm-hmm.
39 lashes is the punishment on earth. If a person learns Gemara, many times you have an incident where a malach did something wrong and he's punished. What is his punishment? Does anybody recall? When they give lashes, 60 lashes. Shitin pulsa
gemara
for a malach. The Gemara brings an example with Eliyahu HaNavi one time. If you recall the incident where Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi once met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked him, what were you doing now? Eliyahu HaNavi said that I was serving Avram Avinu, then I had to go serve Yitzchak Avinu, then I had to go serve. So he asked him, what do you mean, they're not all together? He said, no, Hashem knows that if these three would ever get together, they would bring about Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach immediately. Therefore, Hashem keeps them in 3 separate areas in Gan Eden, so they can't unite to force the coming of Mashiach. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, hey, is there any group on earth who is like them, who is that powerful? Eliyahu HaNavi said, most definitely, Rabbi Chiya and his 2 sons. They are like the 3 Avos HaKadoshim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi right away ran out, he summoned those 3, and he made all 3 get up and be the Shliach Tzibur. 3 guys davening for the Amid at the same time. In the middle of the street, he called all the Jews together to stand out in the middle of the street. In the streets of Eretz Yisrael, these 3 started davening for the Amid. They started Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says they said Mashiv HaRuach, the wind started blowing wildly. They said Merid HaKoshem, it started pouring. They kept going, and they said Atagir Olam Hashem, and they were about to say Mechayim Esim, and if they would have said Mechayim Esim, that would have been it. There would have been Tchiyas HaMesim at that second. The Gemara says immediately, within that split second, Rabbi Ozal always said that time stops in Shemayim, Eliyahu HaNavi Abasto came out, Mi Gila Roz Zer Labonai, who revealed this secret on earth? Who dared to tell earth that these 3 have the power to bring the coming of Mashiach? And Eliyahu HaNavi had to admit that it was him. The Gemara says he was given 60 lashes, and he was sent down, you better stop this or else trouble. The Gemara says that he ran down and he appeared in the form of bears who came out of the forest and they dispersed the whole crowd, and that's how the whole thing was stopped. But we see over there, and in many other cases, the case we had in Chagiga with the Malach Mentes, when Acher and the others went up to Shemayim and Acher got tripped up by seeing the Malach Mentes, the Gemara says they took the Malach Mentes, they gave him Shitin Pulsa Denura, 60 fiery lashes. Why? The Zohar Kodesh says, because just like on earth, the age of being punished is 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the punishment? 39 lashes, 3 times as much. In heaven, the age of being punished is 20, the punishment is 60 lashes, which nobody would ever think of connecting. Yeah. Why 3 times as much? I don't know. I never asked. I'm positive that there's a reason. But note the correspondence, which a person would never put together.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbi Zal once said a whole chiddush on this regarding the teichacha. Maybe one time when I'll review my notes, I'll come to this chiddush regarding the amount of letters that are in the teichacha that pertains to this whole topic about the klolos and everything.
So you're saying Shemayim is 3 times as much
as what's as the age?
20.
20 times 3 is 60. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is why throughout Shas you find always, where did they get the number 60 from? Corresponds to earth, 1339, 2060. This is news, period.
What's
called the book? The part where Hashem reprimands Bnei Israel.
Why 3 times?
I said that. I never asked that question. It shows that there's more to learn, tell me.
Okay.
There's much more to learn. Okay, let's do a little more. Okay, so we got, in other words, obviously there's much more depth to this than we're explaining, you know, with the Igula and Rivua and the Samach and the Meh. You can understand right now, what is the whole Kayach of Klipa referred to as? The Malach Samach Mem. To battle him, you have this Samach and the Mem of Kedusha. The Shishim of Kedusha to counteract the Samach, and the Mem, the Arboim Yakeno, to counteract that. You can see clearly that there's connections here, this whole concept of the circle with the square. Let's continue. Rabbein Ezal says, "V'zehu." This is Pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, where the Pasuk says, "V'nosati lohem beveisi ubechoy moisai yad v'shem toiv mibonim umibonos." Hashem says, "I will give them in my home and in my walls a hand and a good name, better than sons and daughters. They'll be closer to me than sons and daughters." Rabbein Ezal says, "Yad v'shem daika." Yad Vashem. But after these terms, Yad Vashem, what does this refer to? Rabbein Ezal says, B'chus Shiras Shabsai Sayhanal, with the Zechus of keeping the Shabbos, Hainu Igul of Ribua, which is this concept of Kisei Mishpot, Igul of Ribua, Yad Bechinas Ribua, Bechinas Mishpot. Rabbein Ezal says, the hand refers to the square, refers to Mishpot. We said that Mishpat was the square. How did we prove it? Because the Choshen Mishpat right. was square, right?
Right?
The Yad is Mishpat also. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Vatoichas b'mishpat yodi. My hand held on to righteousness, Mishpat. So we see Yad is an Indian of Mishpat, which is the square, which is the man. Shem ze b'chinas igula. Shem is an Indian of the circle. Bebechinas yancheini b'magle tzedek l'man shemoi. Hashem will lead me on the path. Hashem, please lead me on the paths of righteousness for the sake of your name. Magle means path. Igul means circle. Igul l'man shemoi. Igul and shame are connected. Rabbein Ezal says, V'yad hainu sheyiyeh loy koyach lahamid talmidim hagunim ulahamshich bohem ruach chochma. How does this correspond to what we were talking before about being the power of people? Rabbein Ezal says, the hand refers to the power of being, of setting up good talmidim and to draw into them a ruach chochma. Kemosh Yekosav, as the Pasuk says, V'yishua binun molei ruach chochma. Why? Ki somach Moshe Yodoy Olav. Why was he filled with Chochmah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hand on him. The hand is what? Which letter is the hand?
Yeah.
The Mem, right? Ki Samach Moshe Yodoy. Because Moshe Rabbeinu used the power of the Samach and the Mem, the Mephoshim bring this. This is how he was Zeche to bring up, this is the ingredients that's needed in being setting up Talmidim. Rabbein Ezal said over here, Mishnah Mishnah Tov Tomei Lekav, the other man has to know, be careful, the Ra can have an achiza in you. How do you protect yourself? Through the power of the Samach and the Mem, the Eagle and...
Huh?
Hand is Mem. Because Vatrechaz B'Mishpot Yodi, Yad is Mishpot, which is the Choshen Mishpot, which was the square, right? Ki Somach Moshe Yodoy Olav, Rabbein Ezal says. So we see how this already, now it's starting to fit in regarding being Mekarav Talmidim. We see that where it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekarav Yeshua, he had to have this power of the Samach and the Mem. The Koyach Hazeh, Yeloi, where does he get this Koyach from? The Beis Hashem, from the Beis Hashem. Shemayon HaChochmo Yoytzei Mi Beis Hashem. We know that where does the Mayon HaChochmo come from? From the Beis Hashem. There's a Pasuk, Mayon HaChochmo Yoytzei Mi Beis Hashem. Rabbein Ezal says, Ki b'chochmo yivne bayis. Because the Pasuk says that you must have chochmo to build a house. Building a Talmud, creating a Talmud, is the meaning of building a house. There must be chochmo involved. With this we explain the Yad. We show, Ki somach moshe yodo yolov. That was the Yad. V'shem, where do we see the meaning of the shame? Hainu. In other words, the Yad is the union of being Mamshich Ruach Chochmah in the Talmidim. That's one item that you have to do in being Makarav Talmidim. That Kimoli Ruach Chochmah, how? Kisamach Moshe Yodoy. That's how he injected the Ruach Chochmah. What is shame as far as being Makarav Talmidim?
Hainu sheyizga l'shem toi. A person who's being makarav talmidim has to strive very hard to be zeche to a shem toi, to a good name. Rabbi Nizal says, what's a good name? Shekol hanefoshois yisavu taivo liyois nishroshin bishmoi. That all the nefoshois of all those around him should crave to merge with him, to be nishrash in his name, to become part of his name. Ki hashem hu hanefesh, meaning, what are we saying? That they should be zeicher to merge with his nefesh. And we know that the shame, the name of a person, is his nefesh, as the pasuk says, nefesh chayo hu shemoi. What is the nefesh of a chayo? Its name. Within its name is contained its nefesh. A lion is called Aryeh. Aryeh is b'gematria gevura. It shows the status of his nefesh. So Rabbi Nizal says that a person has to see to it to have a good name, meaning that everybody should want to become nichlal in his nefesh. Rabbi Nizal says, Bebechina says, the pasuk says, Leshimcho ulezichrecho tavas nefesh. To your name and to your memory, their nefoshes should yearn. The nefoshes should yearn to become part of your name. Uleshem hazeh yisku machmas bechinas choyma. Rabbi Nizal says, what's the only way that a person could be zeicher to this type of name, meaning to this type of nefesh, where all those around him should crave to become part of his nefesh? Only through the bechina of a wall. Remember the pasuk said, v'nasati lochem bevesi. Vesi was the base Hashem from which the chokhma comes from. Remember we just had it here? U'bechoymoisai, and through my wall, yad v'shem toy. Rabbi Nizal says, what is the wall? V'zeh b'chinas chayma. What is the wall? Which mitzvah is referred to as a wall? The inyan of holding in one's kas. B'chinas ma'arich af, containing one's anger. Sheyich bo'ish kasoy, to conquer a person's anger. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, ki ashirus u'kvishas kas b'chino achas. Rabbi Nizal says, wealth and controlling your anger are synonymous. Those two mean the same thing. V'nikroim choyma, and both of them are referred to as a wall. Kimi shehu mekalkel choyma shvashirus, a person who destroys his wall of wealth. V'lekeach latzmoy kas v'cheymo, and he takes to himself instead kas, he allows himself to get angry. What's another word for kas? Cheymo. From choymo, a person's wealth is always referred to as a wall in front of him to protect him. That's his whole protection like. A person who gets angry, he takes the choymo, he takes the ashirus, he destroys it, and he makes from it choymo. Choymo means kas. Kishneihem misitra desmola, because both of these two items, kas and money, both come from the left side. As the pasuk says, "Mitzafoin tiposach horo." Where does all evil come from? From north. Tzafoin is north. Which direction is north? When you're standing forward is east. Which direction is north? To the left. Tzafoin is always the klipos. So we see that ro, which is kas, comes from the left. And also the pasuk says, "Mitzafoin zohav yasov." Where does money come from? Money also comes from the left. Va'ashirus hi choyma. And Rabbi Nizal now is going to prove that ashirus is referred to as a wall. Kemay shekosu, as the pasuk says, choyn oshir kiryas uzoi ukechoyma nizkeva b'meshichosoi. The wealth of a rich man, choyn oshir, the wealth of a rich man, kiryas uzoi, is his fortification of strength. Meaning it acts as a fort around him to protect him. Ukechoymo nisgavo, and like an elevated wall, b'meshichosoi, with his drawing power. Meaning his ashirus acts like a wall. It builds a city around him like to protect him. That's what a person's wealth is referred to in the Torah, as a wall. Choyin oshir kiryasuzoi, from this pasuk. And Rabbi Nizal says, what is kas? Ubikas ksiv. Kas is the exact opposite. A walled city is an inyan of Afirus. You know what Kas is? Kas is an unwalled city. Ubekas, the pasuk says about a person who gets angry, ir prutza. a city which is open and doesn't have any wall around it, you know what that's like? Ich asher ein matzer leruchai, a man who has no control to his spirit, meaning he loses control. Yichas v'sholom has kas. That's referred to as an unwalled city. It's a city with no walls around it. It just lets loose whatever it wants. So Rabbein Ezal says, O kishenim shachli, asirus, when a person draws wealth, azai yeshloi chayma, that gives him a wealth, v'hachayma shel asirus ma'atzer l'kasoi. This wall of wealth contains his kas. It acts as a wall to block the kas from coming out. Meaning, in other words, Rabbi Zal always said, what are most fights in a house about? What is most kas over? Over money. Because when there's over the lack of money. When there's money, the money acts as a wall holding in the kas on everybody's side. When there's no money, the wall is down, the kas flies back and forth. At times, when a person's kas overwhelms him, there are times when the kas gets so big where although the wall is up, although the guy has money, the kas knocks over the money. Nimtza, Rabbi Nevar says, what do we come out from here? That a person should know that one of the items that hurts parnosa more than anything else is kas. Rabbi Nevar says, when you find that the Yetzer Hara is riling you up to get you into kas, whenever you find yourself falling into kas, yeda, you should know, shebezois hashor yashpiu loy milamala ezesach momoin, that at that moment you are destined to receive a sum of money from Shamayim. V'hayetzer roitze lekakil zois hashor, and the Yetzer Hara wants to destroy that shefa, therefore he riles you up into kas. Rabbi Nevar saying that this is a fact. Whenever you see yourself getting into kas, picture somebody standing in front of you with a $100,000 check, he's about to hand it to you, just don't slip. You fall into the kas, the guy walks away. You don't fall into the kas, you give him the $100,000 check. And this is the Torah on which Rabbi Zal mentioned this item many times to us. He was quoting from this Torah. This is where we'll hold it right now, because this is a semi-break now. Now Rabbi Nevar is going to explain how we said that kas destroys the chayma, the money, blah, blah, blah. It destroys the shame, the power. We said, we're talking here about building the name. Yad v'shem toiv. Rabbi Ezra is going to show how shame is the nefesh, and kas destroys the nefesh. As the pasuk says, toirev nafshei bi'apoi. A person tears up his nefesh with his anger, meaning he tears up his name, his good name. And Rabbi Ezra is going to go on to explain this whole item much more. You see how each player is like a whole tremendous binyan with hundreds of pieces of advice and information about the whole, here he's explaining the whole topic of being makar of people. And you look at Rebbe's now, you see everything here, clear, every aspect that he's talking about, Shem Tov and Yad, everything is found here.
Ve'ikar Shmiras Hashem, Shmiras HaNefesh, the main guarding of a person's name, which is the nefesh. We said before that the pasuk says nefesh chaya hu shemoi, that the nefesh and the name are both the same thing. We have brought proof from a lion, for example, that you can see the nefesh of the lion in his name. The word aryeh is begimatria gvura, showing that the lion's nefesh is one. And there are many similarities between people, etc., etc. For example, the Arizal brings Adam. Why is man called Adam? What item is there that distinguishes man from animal? The Sechel. We know that the letters of Hashem's name that correspond to Sechel are Yud and K. The first two letters of Yud, K, Vav, K. We know how many parts to the brain are there, how many spheres are there? Three. Chochma, Bina, and Das, so Kesa, Chochma, Bina. That's why three times Yud, K is Bigimatria, Adam. Exactly. Showing that the Iker Adam is the Sechel. Aye, then why is he called Medaber? Would seem to me that the answer is because mipiv das usavuma, that the whole sechel of a person shows through his mouth. So the mouth is just a keli to be able to show what's going on in the head. Okay, Rabbi Nevar says now the ikar shmiras Hashem shmiras hanefesh eino elo sheyishma mikas. The main way that a person protects his nefesh is by guarding it from kas.
kiakas poigim benafshe, because kas is poigim in a person's nefesh. Every avera is poigim in a person's nefesh, but the Arizal says clearly that kas is unique. Kas is the only avera about which the Torah uses a lashon like this. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, toireif nafshoi biapoi. He literally tears his nefesh with kas. The person gets it with kas, his nefesh gets torn, shredded. Avol gishishomer safla mikas, but when a person guards himself from kas, umagdil hachoimo shel ashirus, and he does the opposite of kas, he prevents kas, which means he heightens the wall of wealth, because ashirus is referred to as a chaimo, a wall. Kas is referred to as chaimo. And by doing that, what does he do? He heightens his nefesh and he heightens his name. What happens when the nefesh and the shame have an aliyah? What happens is that all the nefeshes that are around him all desire to become nichlal in his nefesh. He receives a magnetic power, literally a magnetic power, to draw people to him. Because, let's explain this a little further. Rabbi Nizal has a Torah on the Kutimaran later, Torah Ayin, where Rabbi Nizal refers to the Tzadik Emes as a vechin of a magnetic force to be able to draw people to him. What makes him magnetic? The fact that V'nafshi ke'ofor lakoel tihiyeh. His nefesh, he's the one who has the most anivus, the most humbleness. He considers himself like the ground. Just like the ground has a gravitational pull to be able to draw to it anything that's far away from it, the Tzadik Emes has a gravitational pull to pull all those who are anywhere within his range close to him. Rabbi Nizal also says, if that's the case, why doesn't the whole world fall down on a Tzadik Emes? The answer is because there's a koyach hamachriach. People have gashmiyistik taivus and midos rois and sins which act as a block to block this magnet. Like a lead force to block the magnet. So what item is there that makes this magnetic force? What item is it that gives the tzaddik this magnetism? It's his anivus. What is kas? Kas is a display of gaiva. Very simple. The pasuk says, lo yihye becho keil zor, there shouldn't be in you keil zor. What is an avodah zorah that resides within you? Kas. Because kas is something which shows that the person considers himself superior to everything. He shows that he's able to let loose, lose control, and do whatever he pleases. Those two always go together, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, in the same breath. Those two are the same, kas and gaiva, the same thing. Rabbi Nizal says, Azai kol hanafoshes teivim lehi kol benafshe. What happens is all hanafoshes desire, crave to become nichlal in his nefesh. Ki kol hanafoshes shoroshom ba'ashirus. Rabbi Nizal says, where is the shorish of the nefesh in shamayim? Nefesh is which sphira? Malchus. Nefesh hayushmoi. Malchus draws from the left. Aleph dalad nun yud bina de malchus adina. The Shirish of Malchus is in Bina, which is the left side, which is the side of Momoin. Mitzafoin Zohaviyasa. Money also comes from the left, which means that the Nefesh yearns for money. The Nefesh is magnetized by money. So one who destroys the Kaas within him, through which he Zohar to this Chayma Vashivus, all the people crave to become Nichlal in him, just like people by nature cling to a rich person. A person who's rich, they cling to him. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, the Elov who Naisei Es Nashoi. The Pasuk there is talking about an Oni. If you lend a poor person money and you'll take a mashkin from him, like a blanket, the Pasuk says make sure to return it to him right away before nightfall, because it's very precious to him. The Elov who Naisei Es Nashoi. And his nefesh yearns for it, like, meaning that the nefesh clings to Ashirus, it yearns for Ashirus. And this is why we could also understand why the Gemara says in Baba Kama, HaGoizel Momon Yisrael Ki'ilu Goizel Es Nafshoi, that a person steals the money of a Jew, it's as though he stole his nefesh, because the sheresh of the nefesh is in Momon. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'kova Es Koivehem Nefesh, they stole a kidnapping, the nefesh.
The word kova here refers to stealing associated with nefesh, that when you steal a person's money, you're stealing his nefesh. Rabbi Nassau is going to have two Torahs, two whole chapters later on, Torah Samaches and Torah Samaches, where he's going to take that topic up in super detail, showing what the connection is between the nefesh and mamon. Rabbi Nassau says, "V'shul zeh hakol te'evin le'kari v'chas maloshir." This is why you find that the nature of people is, human nature is, that people cling to a rich person. Kishom sheirish nashom, because that is where the sheirish of their nefesh is in Ashirus. So what do we see from here? That zeh shezochol lahamid talmidei chachamim, that a person who is zeche to raise talmidei chachamim, to be mekar of nefoshes and turn them into talmidei chachamim, and he is zeicha that in his nefesh becomes nichlal, the nefoshes of many people. That's certainly better than having sons or daughters. Because how did we start off this paragraph, paragraph Hey, with the pasuk v'nasati lohem b'veisi u'b'chaymoisa yad v'shem to yad? Better than bonim ubonis, that by being zeicha to this bechina of beisi and chaymoisai, this chaym of ashirus, through which a person is able to be mekarach nefoshos, he receives a yad, the bechina of the tikkun of the yad, vatoichas b'mishpot yodi, and the bechina of shame, and this is toiv mi bonim ubonis. It's better than sons and daughters. Why? But then as I'll explain now, why is it better than sons and daughters? Because sons and daughters are limited. There's a limited amount that a person could have. Whereas those whom a person could shine his das into, to be mekarei, to make into talmid chachamim, those are many. And all those whom a person is mekarei, they draw chius from him.
Ukeilu Yoldom, Rabbi Nazal says that these people who a person is makariv, it's as if he gave birth to them, as the Gemara says. Vezeh Pirush, and now we could understand the pasuk that's written about Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem said to him three things, Vavorechecha, Vagadlo Shemecha, Veheyeh Barucha. I will bless you, I will elevate your name, your honor, and you will be a blessing. So now Rabbi Nizal first quotes Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh, which quotes the Gemara, and Rabbi Nizal is going to explain it. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, Vavorechecho b'momoin, I'll bless you with money. Ki ikar gidul Hashem v'hanefesh wal yidei ashirus kanal. Because as we learned earlier, one of the things that elevates a person's name and a person's soul is wealth. Wealth of Kedusha. That gives the person, a person becomes famous. Person gains recognition, what we call recognition, based on wealth. And Rabbi Nizal shows here how the nefesh is tied into it also. The soul comes from the same place in heaven that wealth comes from. V'chol zeh na'aseh al yidei kisei u'mishpat. And how is a person zochet to this? Through two things that Rabbi Nizal discussed earlier, which are the throne and judgment or justice. The throne of judgment or justice, meaning ki al yidei shemechalkel dvorov b'mishpot. Rabbi Nizal had explained earlier that when a person does outreach, when he's going to people who are right now far from Hashem, in the state that they're in right now, there's good in them and there's bad in them. And he has to work with them and work with them and help them climb and get rid of their bed. Now, when this person is going to meet with those people, he's in jeopardy of their bed grabbing onto him and trying to pull him in, trying to affect him by the bed. So Rabbi Nizal said to us, there's a secret of how to protect yourself from not having that happen. And that secret is mishpat, judgment, meaning for you to always be judging yourself, for you to make a cheshbon hanefesh at the end of every day. What am I doing? Where am I going? Did I do the right thing this morning? Did I say the right thing? Did I not? And this mishpat, Rabbi Nizal explained, is like a fire. And it's a protective fire that protects the person, that burns away all the ra that it shouldn't be able to attach itself to him and harm him in any way. Rabbein Azal had shown this in the beginning of the chapter through many different proofs and explanations. So now he says, Ki al yidei shemechalkel dvorov b'mishpat, because by a person seeing to it to add mishpat to his words, that will enable him to be able to share his chachma with students, and it won't harm them in any way, and he won't be harmed in any way. Because Rabbein Azal says that the main success in learning is dependent on this, that there has to be mishpat. Learning isn't just open any book and start anywhere and just start running and reading. And there's a judgment involved in judging which is the right book for this person at this point in time. And even in this book, we open the book and we learn it says something here. Does it apply to this person or it doesn't apply? Right now it doesn't apply. There's a tremendous mishpat, a judgment involved when a rabbi is teaching students to use discretion, to be able to know exactly how to apply the Torah to each and every single person. And this is extremely, extremely important. There are so many different examples of this. Kamei Shekosov, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chachamim, rabbis, hizoharu bedivreichem, be careful, watch what you say. Watch what you say very carefully, because it's possible that you'll say something and somebody will hear it, V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boim, and other students who will come later will drink from those waters, and they'll be harmed. The Gemara says there was a rabbi who was teaching once, and a student heard something he said, and it wasn't clear, there was room for misinterpretation, and the student went and misinterpreted, and he went all the way south. So therefore, Rabbein Azal teaches us in this chapter that it is a very critical piece in order for learning to be matzliach. The teacher, the rabbi, has to know that there's a tremendous obligation on him of this mishpat, of him making sure to have mishpat on himself on a regular basis, and then also to weigh and measure and calculate everything he says, who he's saying it to, and when he's saying it, to know. Valyidei ha-kovoid shenizgadel al-yidei zeh, and through the respect for Hashem that's elevated tremendously when there are new students, when new people come close to Hashem, al-yidei zeh nizgadel nefesh ha-megadel es ha-kovoid. Then the soul of the one who causes this to happen, who makes this happen, his soul gets elevated also tremendously. We learned recently in Torah Nun Gimel that Rabbein Azal said that if a person wants to have Shleimus Hadas, the way to do it is being by makar of other people. You can't have Shleimus Hadas unless you're involved in teaching others. Here Rabbein Azal gives another piece to this, where he says that the great honor that Hashem gets when new students come to him, when new people come to him, the one who causes that honor also elevates his own nefesh. His own nefesh receives new kavod and goes up. Ki ha-nefesh be-kavod. Because Rabbein Azal says the nefesh, the soul, is in kavod, in honor. Those two go together. Be-bechina says we find Yaakov Avinu, when he saw that the two brothers, Shem and Levi, destroyed, wiped out the city of Shechem, and he saw what they were capable of, and he saw into the future that there were going to be mistakes also during the time of Korach, that Korach was going to come from Shevet Levi and he was going to make all kinds of terrible trouble for Bnei Yisrael. And then Shimon also, so Yaakov Avinu said, Besoidom al tovoi nafshi, ubekoholom al teichat kevoidi. In their secrets, I don't want my soul included, and in their gatherings, I don't want my honor included. So we see that the nefesh and the kovod go together. My soul and my honor, those two go together. Because where do all the Jewish souls originate from? From the throne of honor, from the kisei hakavod of Hashem. All nefoshos originate from kavod. And this is why one of our main goals in this world is to bring kavod to Hashem. To try to avoid personal kavod, not to be looking for personal honor, self-glory, but rather to see to it that the kavod should go to Hashem. But Rabbein Azal tells us here, a person who's involved in bringing others close to Hashem, thereby he brings kavod to Hashem, and thereby he elevates his own name and nefesh. That makes it that all the other souls want to become part of him. They're attracted to him because the souls are attracted to kavod. And when this person is involved in a big way in bringing kavod to Hashem, and thereby his soul rises in kavod also, he becomes a magnet that people are attracted to him. V'zeh pirush, and this is what the pasuk says at the end of Mishlei, which Rabbeinu Zal made reference to earlier, bayit bayis v'hoin nachlas avos. Bayis v'hoin zebechinas beveisi ubechay moisai. Bayis, the house of a person, v'hoin, and his wealth. Nachlas avos is an inheritance from his parents, from his family. Rabbeinu Zal says that that's related to the pasuk beveisi ubechay moisai yad v'shem. Ze hakoyach mekabel me'ovos. This power we get from our forefathers, not just our parents, our original forefathers. We know that our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were all involved in being Megayer Gerim. As it says, Gabi Avraham Avinu, Vesanefesh Asher Osu, the souls which they created. Talking about the students that Avraham Avinu and Sarah were Megarev. Uchsiv, and it says in the Parsha that we're going to be reading tomorrow on Shabbos, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov Avinu lived in the land where his father had lived, and it uses that word Megurei. Ve'isa be'medrash, the Medrash says, Melamed, the fact that the Torah uses that word Megurei Aviv, Melamed sheYitzchak Gier Gerim. This teaches us that Yitzchak Avinu was involved in being Megayer Gerim, bringing about converts, bringing people close to Hashem. V'zeh Megurei Aviv. That's why it uses that word to tell us that his Yaakov Avinu's father, Yitzchak, you know what he was involved in? Bringing people close to Hashem, those who are far from Hashem. V'chosuv be'Yaakov, and the Torah also writes about Yaakov Avinu, v'yoymer Yaakov el beisoy v'al asher imoy, that after the Shimon and Levi destroyed the city of Sodom, and they took all the gold and silver and all the idols that were there and everything, Yaakov Avinu spoke to his whole family and to everybody with him. It says there, El Beisoy, to the members of his household, Valasher Imoy, and to the others that were with him. Who are those others? Hainu Hagerim. These are the converts that his father and him had converted. These tzaddikim, this is what they were involved in, bringing people close to Hashem. What did he say to them? Hosiru es Elohe Anechor. Get rid of the idols. We don't need no idols. Bury them. Get rid of them, because that's only going to harm us and everything. So we see that this is the main thing, as Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of this chapter in Likutei Moharan, that the true tzaddikim are involved in building a Heichal HaKodesh, a holy temple for Hashem. And the way they do that is by taking people who are far from Hashem and bringing them close. And Rabbeinu Zal explained all the sakonos, the dangers, the risks involved in doing that and how to go about it. Here he adds this piece showing us that this is a heritage that we receive from our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the ones who established the religion, the first ones. They gave us this, they put this into our blood, into our neshamos, to be involved in this process of bringing great kovod to Hashem, by bringing him new customers, new clients, people who were far from him before and bringing them close. And when a person does that, he elevates his own nefesh, and that's what makes him a magnet to attract others to him.